A new release there from DJ D-Cram, In My Stride. Okay, Mark Davis. Mark joins us on the line. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, James. How are you?
I'm great. It's wonderful to hear that track. It's a new release. You've actually done two in quick succession.
I did. That track you just played, that's been a long time coming. It was kind of a very personal story behind it. In My Stride, you know, you get knocked down, you get back up, you get knocked down, you get back up. You put yourself up there and out there and, you know, sometimes beyond beyond your capacity and you get knocked back. So it's really just a story, a personal story about, you know, just keep going and fighting for what you love to do. And I've actually made a complete full-length video to go with it on YouTube as well. I did use AI. I know AI is frowned upon. You're starting to become frowned upon, but... I only use it for my videos, but there's a bit of a story in that video as well. So I'm thrilled that you played it for me. Thank you very much.
Oh, I love it. Tell us about the video.
Well, the videos, I was originally going to film it using real people up where I live. I live up northwest Victoria, up in the Mallee. I wanted to have a person wake up in a rubbish pile, and they get up and they have, you know, a positive attitude, and they're striding through the grapevines, through the bush. They come through a town. It was going to be too expensive to film with real people, so I end up teaching myself how to use AI very badly and created a full-length video. So it's, I've become a robot, or the character is a robot, and he wakes up in a rubbish pile, has these, you know, great fantasies of becoming or just being a happy, fantastic person in life, and he gets knocked back, and I enjoyed doing the video. It's more a lot, something very different I've been experimenting with as well. So, but you can see it on my YouTube channel with links on my social media. I'd like to see what people think about it.
Absolutely, because it's really, I mean, look, it's great to get the feedback, and you as a DJ that's very established, you know, you travel to Melbourne to play at some really big parties, you're no stranger to audience feedback. Tell us a little bit about your DJ career.
Well, I really was thrown in the deep end by Nick, who runs Trough way back. Just after all the COVID stuff happened, it was New Year's Day. I think it was his first party back. And he said to me, "Babe, I want you to DJ." I said, "I'm not a DJ. I had never imagined being a DJ. But I have been producing music for a long, long time. So I thought, oh, well, I'm just going to take up the opportunity." And he threw me in the deep end. And I've just haven't looked back. I've been very grateful, very lucky to have been offered some of the, you know, the biggest parties and the primetime spots. And, I mean, I earn my keep playing, you know, closing or opening and closing sets like everyone else does. It's great. I get a lot of positive feedback, and more so now than originally when I first started. I'm playing a lot more of my own productions, which was, you know, that's your dream come true, to see people dancing to the music you've spent, you know, weeks, months creating. So, it's nice to get recognition for that.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, that's really what DJs do nowadays, isn't it? Like, you know, you get your own original stuff out there. You do, you know, perhaps remixes of other people's work as a collab, as an original release with them. You cut your teeth with Trough. And it was only, when was that? What year was that? 2021?
I think it was 2021. I have to look back on my socials. It's terrible. I can't remember. I could tell a very funny story. I don't know whether I was short on radio or not. I was playing in the dungeon. I played, I think, about 2 or 3 hours for my first set. And when I stopped, wound down to finish my set, there was no one on after me. Everybody stopped what they were doing and applauded me. It was actually one of the most surreal experiences. But anyway, so now I just demand applause after every set. They've set the tone. No, I'm being silly.
But that is a sign of validation from an audience. Playing in a dungeon and they clap. It must have been a great set.
It was very funny. I've been very great, very lucky to have been offered some great parties. I've been playing Barber and Hanky and all the ones at the Laird. And I recently played a new one for a new group from New Zealand called Slap It Rough, or Sir. Fantastic group of people, beautiful people. I played a morning recovery or an after party for them a few weeks ago. That was fun.
Yeah, I saw that on Instagram. That looked like a great party, and how wonderful to have party organisers from New Zealand coming to Melbourne for the long weekend.
Well, actually, I think they've moved here now the last year or so, but they were very successful in New Zealand, so they've brought their energy and their, they're just such gorgeous souls. Really feel comfortable with them and want them to succeed. And they tried this after party first time here in Melbourne, and or down there in Melbourne, I should say. And they were none of us were sure of how it would go. I was a bit nervous myself. I put a lot of work leading up to the party. I did a 2-hour set. They asked me very kindly to play only my own original productions. So that's always fun, but also very nerve-wracking. So I produced, I think, about 4, 5, 6 brand new tracks for that. And I dedicated one specifically to them called Rough With You, which is also was released the same weekend as You Must Try. So when I turned the corner walking towards the club, I think it was like 7 o'clock in the morning, and I saw the queue down the street. I thought, excellent. I was so happy for them. They really deserve it. They're gorgeous.
And it was such a great kind of theme for New Zealand over the long weekend, because a guy from New Zealand won Mr. Southern Hibernation at the Laird. So, wow. So you were certainly at the right party, because there was a real New Zealand theme happening, and that's just serendipity.
Yeah.
There's so many parties on now. You must have seen big changes in the 5 or 6 years that you have been DJing. I mean, social media has changed. What are some of the biggest changes that you've seen, apart from everybody's gig now being a reel as well?
I think the biggest change, I could say too much and get in trouble, but
No,
it's a small... Look, we're one big family. All the promoters and the DJs in Melbourne, one of the things I love about it, we all are friends. We all love and support each other. There's competition, but it's not really competition. We're all happy to see each other do the things they do. I'm a big supporter of, even though I've only been doing it a few years myself, I've been given lots of opportunity. I'm a big supporter of people coming up to the ranks and making sure that they have a chance to be heard as well. Unless they're prettier than me. If they're prettier than me, that's not going to happen. I'm being silly. I'm getting old now. I can't do it forever. Big changes. Let me think. I think just... it seems that people are more interested in the music than the sex side of things a lot recently. A lot of the parties are very sex positive, which is great. Trough particularly was always 50-50, very sex positive, of course. And the dance floor is always chock-a-block with, people having a great time. Some of the other parties, they still have the sex component. If you want it, you can go looking for it. But primarily, it's just the dance floors are just packed. Like Barber, for example, is 1,500 people. It was insane. Not all on the one floor, obviously, but that was being consistent. A lot of the other parties are just, more focused on the music rather than the sex, I guess. And people are more open to a little bit different styles of the dance music as well. There's so much out there for a DJ to select from. So mixing up a little bit is a lot of fun.
You're an artist as well. Tell us about your artwork, because you do some amazing stuff.
Thank you. I feel really guilty. I remember the last time we spoke, you asked me what do I see myself doing in the future, and I said I'll probably more so the art, and it's been completely the opposite. I have a couple of commissions that the poor people are being very patient with me and waiting. When I moved up to where I am now, up in the bush, I'm renovating an old house as well, trying to slowly but surely. So it's not really conducive to a dust-free environment. So painting oil paintings in this environment is just not really great. So I haven't painted. I feel really bad. Haven't exhibited anything. So there's lots more I'm sure will come in time. But the music I'm just doing, I'm so into it at the moment. I've been buying new equipment for my studio, and money I earn doing gigs, I buy some new equipment. So I'm sort of focusing harder on that.
Yeah, the music seems prolific. I mean, I'm always seeing like a new kind of excerpt from a song on social media, and you know, the two releases coming out bang in quick succession as well.
Yeah, that wasn't meant to happen, unfortunately. The first one, In My Stride, I went with the new distributor to try something different, and I got lost in the rush, I think, in the mire, and I had to end up going through automated emails trying to get a sensible response from them. And it just so happened that they released it a day or two before the Rough With You track, which was dedicated to the Sir people from New Zealand. So they're both released within 24 hours of each other, which is not a bad thing. But again, it was just like, I took it in my stride, James, you know.
Well, it's actually a good thing, I think, because it's just showing how much you're producing. It's like bang, bang. And that's kind of what people want. Like they're hungry for new content, and you gave them a double whammy.
Yeah, I've got so many tracks in the making. In fact, I think I've got 6 months. They recommend not releasing, you know, maybe once a month, once every 6 weeks, just to keep the mystery, I guess. But I could probably release one every a fortnight for the next 6 months. I'm so far ahead. I've got a few videos ready to go with the releases as well. So, yeah, it's good. I like having a bit of a back catalogue.
So what's next? What's going to come out next out of your vault?
Ooh, good. Actually, I've got one called iLive, which is like, you know, like the iPhone, whatever. It's another very robotic sounding track as well. Very syncopated, futuristic sounding, and a trippy video to go with it. So, that'll be coming out. Well, now I've put the cat out of the bag, I suppose I should release it anytime soon, or in the next couple of weeks, especially for you.
Oh, look, Mark, I mean, look, it's just great that you're on this roll, and go for it, I reckon. I mean, why not? I mean,
I'm very lucky.
It's a rare time in life to be able to just belt out track after track, and so there's something, you know, there's a wave that you're riding.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm very grateful to people such as you for your support, and as I said, friends and colleagues in the industry in Melbourne and in Sydney and New Zealand. And so, no, it's excellent. I'm a 61-year-old man, and who would have thought? I'm living the dream, you know. It's amazing.
Well, I mean, that is actually really inspiring, because the culture in our community is so youth-focused, and here you are at 61 with a vault of new material where you could be releasing something new almost every few weeks. That is rare, but it's also, you know, testament to, you know, the power of our community as we age. You know, we don't have to be sidelined. We don't have to stop creating, and you're a role model.
Thank you. I do love that about our community. Very creative. I surround myself with, you know, creative, loving people, and couldn't be happier. You're going to make me cry, James. Stop it.
Oh, well, look, we're going to make you cry, all right, because we're going to play another one of your tracks. Oh. This is one of the two new releases that you have just dropped.
Oh, cool.
It's a bit of a radio edit that we've done of Rough With You, Slap It Rough. DJ D-Cram, it's been lovely to chat with you today on 3CR. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you, gorgeous man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime. Cheers. And I can't wait for the next release.
I'll let you know.
Here it is. Rough With You, Slap It Rough by D-Cram.
Would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ+ communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.